Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A couple of new twists and turns in the run-up to Election Day in New York City, including a moment during an interview with Andrew Cuomo that quickly raised some eyebrows.
It was on WABC Radio Thursday morning that Andrew Cuomo said this.
Any given morning is a crisis, and people's lives are at stake. God forbid another 9/11. Can you imagine Mondami in the seat?
Hey, and there's I could. He'd be cheering.
Well, it's another problem.
Zoran Mamdani speaking with Pix 11.
This is disgusting. This is Andrew Cuomo's final moments in public life, and he's choosing to spend them making racist attacks on the person who would be the first Muslim to lead this city.
Governor Hochul took to X to respond to this as well, slamming Cuomo, saying, "Time to get out of the gutter. Fear-mongering, hate speech, and Islamophobia are beneath New York." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Looks like Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo have put their differences aside.
Andrew and I are two kids from New York. And when you think about it, Andrew, his brother, and I had three of them. And brothers fight. But when families are attacked, brothers come together. They understand that you have to protect the family.
Family being the Democratic Party. The mayor formally endorsed the former governor, but added,
"Am I angry that I'm not the one taking down Zoran, the socialist and the communist? You're darn right I am."
Early voting starts tomorrow. If you need info on your polling place, head to vote.nyc. Governor Hochul led a rally last night in support of State Attorney General Tish James, who faces arraignment today in the federal fraud charges against her.
One man's revenge tour, and that man is Donald Trump. And he came to our city, and Tish James brought him to justice, and now he is destroying our system of justice to take her down.
The indictment accuses the state AG of using a home in Norfolk, Virginia as a rental investment property while claiming it would be her secondary residence. The feds say that would save her about $19,000 over the life of the loan. She calls the charges baseless. James' legal team is also asking a judge to dismiss the case on the grounds that the U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia, who replaced the previous one who declined to prosecute the case, was unlawfully appointed. The highest court in the state of New York has thrown out a lawsuit now accusing bias against Black and Latino students when it comes to getting into the city's elite public schools. The group claimed the admissions process wrongly favored white and Asian kids, but the state court of appeals disagreed. A 5-judge majority ruled that the students who had sued failed to show that they had been denied a sound basic education or that there was any intent to discriminate against them. Governor Hochul announcing nearly $35 million for Planned Parenthood. That money is to replace funds that were cut by the federal government. This marks New York the 7th and largest state to commit to fully funding that lost money. NYC to use AI cameras to stave off a disaster.
The FDNY is taking action, launching a pilot program to help control brush fires before they happen. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
These cameras serve as an early warning system capable of identifying smoke or flame activity in real time.
Chief Fire Marshal Daniel Flynn says they look like traffic cameras, but they're live video streams that go straight to the FDNY Operations Command.
And I think it's going to be an excellent tool to give us an early warning system to dispatch our units in a real timely manner to get out there and extinguish these fires before they grow to the size of fires that we had seen.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There was a fatal accident yesterday at the site of what's supposed to be the Gateway Tunnel project. This was on Manhattan's west side, where a construction worker for the company New York Concrete fell to his death 50 feet down a pit at Hudson Yards. Crews went down, they performed CPR, but it was too late. Work at the site has been halted while the death is investigated. Some three dozen LIRR employees are accused of ripping off the railroad.
MTA Inspector General Daniel Court says the scheme was discovered at the LIRR Ronkonkoma station.
With a complaint about a supervisor who was having a colleague swipe him in for shifts using a duplicate of his ID card.
He says 36 employees and supervisors stole time using clone cards that allowed workers to swipe in but not work.
Allowed employees to work as short as four-hour shifts, even skip work altogether, and still be paid in full.
Court says the cards were made using a machine they bought online. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
George Santos now saying he is looking into repaying the victims of the fraud scam that landed him in prison. He talked to News Nation.
I don't have to, but I want to, because it's the only way that I can resolve my quarrels of the past and to right the wrongs of my past and then move forward. So you're not wrong. I will be looking into it. My attorneys are already, you know, brainstorming. They're working on ways that we can do it legally.
The former Long Island congressman is out of jail thanks to a clemency order from President Trump, which actually frees him from having to pay $370,000 in court-ordered restitution. It was 3 months ago that Santos started to serve a more than seven-year sentence for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. He got his get-out-of-jail card this week. It turns out the baby abandoned at Penn Station earlier this week had been born just hours before. Police say the child's mother, who has been charged with both abandonment and endangerment, admitted that to cops. 30-year-old Asa Diawara was arrested after she was identified from surveillance video. ACS Commissioner Jess Danhauser.
In a situation where you are struggling to the extent where you need help to care for your child, please know that in the first 30 days of life, you can drop your child off at a safe place, a hospital, a precinct, a firehouse.
The commissioner also encourages new mothers in distress to call their support line. That number is 212-676-7667. Again, 212-676-7667. In case you weren't aware, this week has been Rodent Awareness Week, and Yelp is out with its Fall Infestation Index. So where do we rank? Not first, believe it or not. Third. They use online searches to come up with the list, and Yelp Brooklyn Senior Community Director Maureen Chin tells 1010 Wins.
I think it's also about awareness of rat prevention services, that those are even available. We launched our own service. We have Yelp Assistant, and we have Request a Quote to find service professionals. But I think people are now just more and more aware that they can even prevent rats, so they're searching for it more.
Los Angeles ranked number one, San Francisco second, Chicago and D.C. round out the top five. A new look for this year's New Year's Eve ball in Times Square. Yeah, Waterford Crystal Senior VP Bentley Hardwick.
The key reasons around the change was representing the idea behind innovation and renewal. So we've moved the design from triangles to circles.
Ooh.
Circles are about infinity, right? And the theme of the year is infinite joy, infinite light, and infinite beginnings. So it's kind of a balance between reflection and renewal. The idea behind the circle allows us to do that.
Interesting.
The most meaningful part was the ability to be really thoughtful about where we are as a country, where we are in terms of optimism that we all will embrace. These discs are meant to reflect that.
The ball itself is also bigger than in past years, and this year, for the first time, there will be a new experience for folks who head to the Times Square Visitors Center. It's an immersive exhibit that's all about the history of the building and the ball, with three previous New Year's Eve balls on display. As part of a premium ball experience, 5,200 people will be able to take home one of the actual Wedgwood crystals from this year's ball. But wait, there's more. For the first time, you can reserve a time slot for a small wedding ceremony. Get all the info at onetimesquare.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.